What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Frawls from Sarcastic Gamers PlayStation Podcast, and you're listening to the show with the only slut that I wouldn't fuck, the Trophy Horse.
Everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 38. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Hard Rockin' Guy.
Oh, I'm finally happy, super happy and ecstatic that the NFL season is finally back. Football has returned to us. Everybody should be happy, rejoice. You know, I'm just so happy.
You know, the Cowboys still suck, though, right?
And so does your team, too.
Yeah, what is my team?
You like the 49ers.
Negative.
Well, then that's what you told me last time. Unless you're changing your answers again. You're like, what? What are you now?
I'm a 49ers fan, but I'm true blue.
Oh, so you're a bandwagon jumper. You don't even stick to one team. That's worse than that, man.
I have to be a Giants fan, being from New York City.
You don't have to be anything, dude. I don't live in Dallas, and I still support the Cowboys.
I don't know why.
Because team, look at you. You're like, I live in New York. I'm a 49ers fan, but I still have to support the Giants. You didn't got to support nothing, man.
I'm a Niners fan.
I'm
a Niners fan back from the Montana and race days.
Oh, you see? Oh, he's only on teams that win. Bandwagon jumper.
No, because I'm still a 49ers fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then you guys had a great season last year, so you have every right to ridicule me. Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah. All right. Also with us, we have from the Game Twerp podcast on Front Towards Gamer.
FTG.
It's I Yield to No One.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? I would be as enthusiastic about the football season coming back, but I am a Bengals fan, and we've sucked for like 20 years. So
No. I think, in my opinion, and this has nothing to do with gaming. This is just football related. I believe that your team is talented. I just think you have bad coaching.
We also got a bad owner.
No, that too. One like that. So, but this is not an NFL podcast. I'll be starting one of those up probably soon. Very much so.
Yes. All right. As we do every week, we give you our updated trophy count. Currently, I am level 18, trophy count of 2934, and plat count of 22. I added one more this week.
What bullshit game did you play this time?
You know, I don't even remember right now.
Cooking Mama?
No. Oh, it was
Hello Kitty first-person shooter or something like that? Oh, that's right. You don't play first-person shooters. So just Hello Kitty.
It was Kung Fu Panda 2.
And he sounds so proud about that. He's like, yeah, Kung Fu Panda. Yeah, I totally kicked the shit out of those little kids. Yeah.
At least I'm playing PS3 games. What's your trophy count there, Hard Rock?
My trophy count is 3,402 total trophies, platinum 24.
And what about you, Yield?
My trophy count is 1,518 with a platinum count of 17, and I've gotten 2 platinums in the last week.
Oh, pimp.
Oh, what two have you gotten in the last week?
I platinum Wheelman and Infamous 2.
Nice.
Wheelman?
Yep. The Vin Diesel game?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I remember playing that game 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I finally played through it. I borrowed it from a friend.
All right. Do you have any shameful platinums?
No. All of mine are pretty legit.
Oh, good man. Good man. So you don't have any bad platinum trophies like Hannah Montana or Kung Fu Panda?
Oh, no. No.
Anything like that? Oh, good man. Good.
What about Terminator Salvation?
I actually thought about renting that game and playing it, and I never have because too many people were giving flack because it's an easy one playthrough platinum, so I've kind of steered away from it.
Oh. Alrighty. So let's move on to what we are playing. Let's start off with you, Yield. What have you been playing?
This past week, I've been playing some Borderlands, General Knox, and Claptrap DLC.
Good man.
I've, of course, been playing Infamous 2 and Wheelman. Some Burnout Paradise at a friend's house. I just started up Enslaved last night.
Oh, awesome.
And
game,
I've been playing the Driver San Francisco demo today.
I've been meaning to try that out. Is it any good, or?
It's not. Did you play the original Driver games?
Not that I remember.
No, of course not, because they're good games, but
it drives like the original Driver games. The cops are like incredibly hard, like they were in the original Driver.
Okay.
But I still got this feeling that they're going to find a way to screw the game up, because the last two Driver games just weren't very good. And I love the Driver series, and they've just tanked the last two games. So
yep.
my hopes are good for it, but I got a feeling it's going to be bad. But it doesn't seem bad. The whole shift thing is cool using it in the demo, but the way they've got it implicated in the story, that's got me all worried about the whole game in general. So, but the demo's fun.
All right.
I mean, running from cops and driving fast cars and old school cars and new cars, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. That's almost like my life in the real.
Except for the driving the cool cars and driving fast.
Well, I drive the cool cars and drive fast, so yeah, that's pretty much like me. But now, hey, you know what? I'm actually a big fan of the Driver series too. I played the original ones, and you know, I'm the same with you. The last couple of games have just tanked. I mean, starting with Driver 3 when it did that inverted 3 in the title and stuff like that. They kept hyping that thing up as like a big, you know, oh man, it's got all these cool voice actors and it's gonna have all this, and that game just sucked in my opinion. But anyways,
I was going to say, honestly, what killed the Driver series was Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they tried to make it a clone of it, but...
Exactly. Oh, well. But anyway, games you've been playing.
Games I've been playing lately, I've been playing... I've still been playing some Catherine. Still messing around with that game on the PS3. I've been playing some Call of Duty Black Ops. I've started getting into the multiplayer, just a little bit. Popped in the Tomb Raider trilogy, HD, remakes, whatever you want to call them. Playing that. Other than that, I've been playing once again a bunch of Steam games, which is just like, you know, like Battlefield Bad Company 2. Been playing some Left 4 Dead and Team Fortress 2. Still addicted to that. So that's pretty much it.
All right. And I really haven't been playing anything new this week. Still working on Terminator Salvation. And I did pick up another shameful game, which is Green Lantern Rise of the Manhunters. Which is, I know you always, mock me, but it's really not that bad of a game. It's a decent movie game.
Famous last words.
Well, no, I mean, everybody knows that the movie games are horrible. This one is actually pretty decent. I think it's just a step below what the Wolverine game was.
Yeah, so it sucks.
Oh, the Wolverine game was pretty good.
Coming from you?
Yeah. You agreed with me before on it.
Coming from you, it's not a bad game.
All right. Let's move on to our first topic of the day. If you've turned on your PS3 lately, you have noticed that there has been a system update, which is 3.70.
They're all mandatory nowadays. You have to get like a system software update probably like every week from now on such.
Yes.
So don't get hacked.
Exactly.
Some things that have come out for 3.70, if you've noticed that your video tab has now, your cross-media bar now has a new tab labeled TV and Video Services, which has now been separated from just video. This is where you would find your Netflix, your Hulu, your MLB.
Why would they do that? I mean, when I saw it the first time, I was like, why would you move it? I mean, it's already there, movies and, you know, entertainment and stuff like that. So
I can kind of understand it. You kind of just put them all in their own spot. But yeah, when what you say is right. I mean, it was already with your movies that you would have bought off the store anyway. So, you know, why separate it? But I'm not necessarily aggravated with that. It's the other options that have got me aggravated.
All right. Also, now, if you are a PlayStation Plus member, when you start up a game, it automatically asks you if you want to upload your data to the cloud. So every time you save, your PS3 will automatically upload your new save and overwrite the last one on the cloud, so you don't ever have to worry about, oh, did I send it to the cloud or not? It automatically does it now, which I thought was a pretty cool feature.
That annoys the heck out of me.
Yeah, it pisses me off too, man.
Why is it annoying you guys?
Because every time I start a game, it goes, do you want to upload this to the cloud? No, I don't. If I want to upload it to the cloud, I'll upload it to the cloud.
Well, you can turn that service off.
Yeah, but you don't want to turn it off. The automatic update on. If I turn my automatic updates on, it'll automatically send it. I don't want it to automatically send, but I want my automatic updates.
No. You can turn off the automatic upload into the cloud without turning off the automatic updates. Yes.
Where's it at? Because I looked for it last night and I couldn't find it.
It's under system settings.
Okay, thank you. Well, then I will calm down on that. Disagreement a little bit then, because I couldn't find it last night.
I'm still pissed off.
Well, good. Right. You go with it.
All right. Also, now your photo section has been updated to allow you to view 3D photos and multi-angle photos. Mm-hmm. there's now an option in the PlayStation Store to recommend a game to your friends. In the video, it's now 3D playback of Blu-ray Java, which is now supported. DTS, which I think... What does DTS stand for? Dolby Digital Sound? No. I don't know. All right. Also...
technology?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. DTS HD audio output is now supported while playing Blu-ray 3D content. Of course, you know, you can't do any of this unless you have a 3D TV.
Yeah, so a lot of this stuff doesn't apply to a lot of people. Why are we still talking about this subject?
And one other thing, the last thing is, now you can set it up so your PlayStation automatically syncs your trophies for you on a routine basis.
Now that I don't mind.
But that's everything that's included into software update 3.70. Just wanted to run through that real quick. Do you guys have any closing comments about this before we move on to any real topics of this week?
I'm all pissed off.
3D socks.
All right. Moving on to our first real topic. Cops in South Africa have made the first ever raid of the PS3 jailbreak operation.
South African justice, man. Coming down on pirates. Jeez.
All right. Hard Rock, why don't you tell us all about this?
Well, it's just that, you know, South African authorities raided, I think it was Johannesburg or something like that?
Yes, in Johannesburg.
Yes. Yeah. And they raided some place that they had jailbreak devices, a whole bunch of other stuff, a whole bunch of PS3 systems, something like that. You know, it's just, you know, South African cops is just, you know, they're breaking down. And I mean, they're not breaking down. They're busting down the doors and trying to, you know, stop these pirates from doing all this stuff to the PS3, man.
All right. Yield, do you have any comments?
Well, I'm just glad that they're finally catching the people that started this whole geo-hot mess to begin with. I mean, if Sony hadn't made the mess that they made, or the fuss that they made, they wouldn't have gotten hacked. But yet, if these douchebags hadn't hacked it to begin with and said, here, this is how you hack the system, then... nobody would be in the headache and nobody would be getting arrested. So it's, yeah. I'm surprised it was South Africa, though. They can't find their hand in front of their face most of the time. So
well, no, man, they're taking this stuff seriously, man. Look at this. I know
they don't take anything else seriously in South Africa. So yay, they finally put on their big boy pants, I guess.
Well, I guess they got the priority straight now, man. There's like yeah. We might have this problem, this problem, this problem. What are we taking down? Jailbreakers. Let's do it.
reading this article, you know, people leave comments, and the first comment actually says, "Fuck Sony. I'm not going to buy a single product they produce. This is not the way to treat customers." This is not about Sony. This is about people breaking the law. The fact of the matter is, a jailbreak device on a console is against the law, and people are using jailbreak devices to play illegal copies of games. I mean, these people also, this person that was arrested, he said, various state-of-the-art computers, circumvention software packages, jailbreak USB devices, PS3 consoles, and hard drives were seized. In addition, fake PS2 games, original PS3 games, believed to be masters, and documentation were seized. This is a big operation. They're not going after this guy because he did something small. They're doing it because this is a whole operation.
Yeah,
This guy's breaking the law.
Yeah, but think of it this way, dude. I mean, this is one person who does all this stuff like that. Think of the millions upon millions of other people who are doing this also. I mean,
you are doing it, yeah.
You know, this could just be like a small dent, if not even a dent or anything like that, into something like this.
But see, this is the thing. I mean, is it right to jailbreak your system? That's up for debate. But the fact of the matter is, and I think I've said this before, is, you know, people are not just going to say, okay, let me jailbreak my system. People are going to go so far to start hacking, and they're going to start, copying disk and getting away free games.
Games and putting multiplayer parts and single player games, and just it's pissing us all off.
So I mean, it's just I don't know. I don't want to get off on a rant, so I'm just gonna
Please don't.
All right. Next thing we have is, if you remember, at E3, Sony announced they would be coming out with a TV, 3D TV. I think it was 24 inches for $499, and they said that when you bought the TV, you would be getting a free copy of Resistance 3.
Okay.
Just recently, it was changed with no official confirmation that you would not be getting Resistance 3. You would actually be getting MotorStorm Apocalypse included into the bundle. That's from GameStop. But a current listing on Amazon.com says that you will be getting the 3D TV, MotorStorm Apocalypse, and Resistance 3.
That's pretty cool.
That's a better deal than GameStop.
Yeah, that is. That's a way better deal. I mean, for $499.99, I mean, you get the TV, the glasses, the two games, which, MotorStorm Apocalypse is a pretty good game, and that's really a game, especially with the buildings falling and everything like that, to check out in 3D. But, I mean, it's cool also that, according to this, you also get the free copy of Resistance, so.
When I looked at this, I originally thought this has got to be a mistake.
No.
Because
I don't think it's a mistake. I think it's just them just offering a bonus.
All right, so, we're all in agreement that this would be a good deal if this was actually to come true.
No.
Yes.
It does say on the Amazon page that Amazon does reserve the right to change or terminate the promotion at any time. So,
yes, this is also the website where I was offered a PlayStation 3 for $38 and they canceled my order. So,
no, did they really?
Yeah, it was during that time that somebody had put a listing for PlayStation 3s, and it was like here, there's on sale for $38, and they had like 5,000 orders within the first hour or something like that. And then I think by the time Amazon realized it, they're like, oh yeah, no, we're gonna have to cancel that order because we reserve the right. So
all right, it also said this item is being released on December 31st, 2011. Which I think is that's why I'm a little suspicious about this, because it was supposed to be coming out with Resistance 3, which Resistance 3 is dropping in September, isn't it?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it sounds September. Is it September? I don't know.
It's September, October, somewhere.
I think it was like September 7th.
It's September 6th. It should actually be coming out.
See, I was damn close. I said the 7th.
Yeah, you're still wrong though.
All right, so
but then you're always wrong in this show. But go ahead.
That's why I think this is a little suspicious, because, the TV is not, according to Amazon.com, is not coming out until the 31st, Which, you know, if anybody, you know, watches websites, that's pretty much code for it. They don't know when the hell it's coming out.
Just don't question that, dude. Just take it if they offer it to you.
But I'm not interested in MotorStorm or Resistance.
Then you suck.
What about you, Yield? Will you be picking up this TV?
No, because I don't care for 3D. I mean, my biggest gripe has always been with 3D. I wear glasses as it is to see. Why do I want to wear glasses on top of my glasses to watch TV?
Yo, that's dog, actually a good question. I never even thought about
yo,
that.
Yo, dog, I heard you wear glasses, so we put glasses on top of your other glasses on top of your other glasses.
So, yeah, so I can watch TV and play video games. No.
Would that technically be like 4D?
And they're not even cool looking. They're the goofy, like, over glasses, sunglasses that you would wear to watch 3D.
Yeah, we get you.
Yeah, I understand it's the wave of the future, and that's, I give Sony some credit for saying we're going 3D and that's what we're doing, but I'm just not jumping on board the 3D bandwagon. It didn't work in the 70s, and I doubt it's going to work now.
Yeah, those damn 70s, man.
Next topic we have is Sony has announced a new promotion. And I'm going to let Yield, since you're our guest, do you know enough about the promotion to talk about it?
I know enough to talk about it.
All right, so lead us into the discussion.
Go for it.
All right, Sony is kicking off. Starting the 23rd, they're kicking off their new PlayStation Network Play campaign, which is basically, you can call it a ripoff, a similarity to Xbox's Summer of Arcade promotion. They're going to give you 4 games in about a 3-week, 4-week time span that you can buy from some small developers. If you buy all 4 of these games, they will throw in a free game. So I like the idea. I think it's kind of cool that they're doing something like that. It's just of those 4 games, you know, where you'd have to spend $60 to get a free $20 game, there's really only 1 game I'm interested in.
All right. What 4 games are they...
What 4 games offer. Are they bringing out?
Yes.
You can get on the 23rd of August, you can get Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online Edition.
Is that the Alpha Hyper Edition?
It doesn't say.
That was a dumb joke.
That was a joke? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was his pathetic. That was his pathetic attempt at a joke. That's what it was.
That was me trying to bring, you know, a little bit of Donnie into the episode.
Oh, gotcha. And then... a week later, on August 30th, we get the third installment of Death Bank, The Baconing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one I'm excited for.
Yeah, I mean, also for the fact it's called The Baconing, man. How can you not like a game that's called The Baconing?
Bacon makes everything better.
Absolutely.
A week later, on September 6th, we get Blood Rain Betrayal. And then the final week, on September 13th, we get Renegade Ops. You spend $15 a piece for all 4 of those games, and they will cough up Payday the Heist, which is $20. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, you get 20% off each of those games.
Ooh. So you're looking to spend about $40-$45 on all games if you're PlayStation Plus.
Yes.
Okay.
Starting as of this past Tuesday, you can pre-order all these games if you'd like. And in pre-ordering, you get little bonuses. Nothing really to really rush out, or nothing really exciting to rush out and pre-order it. Because, like, for each of the games you pre-order, you get, like, a theme specific for that game. And you get, like, a little extra.
All right, now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm actually trying to read this right now.
Do you
have to pre-order these games in order to qualify for the fifth game? Or can you just buy all 4 and they'll give you the fifth one?
And I'm just taking a wild guess on this. I seriously doubted that you actually get that extra game if you just play. I mean, if you just happen to buy, you know, just like 1 game or something like that, I doubt it that you'll get that other game. Because why?
Yeah.
They, Because they want to sell you the thing as a bundle. They want to sell you all the games at once. So.
Yeah, you have to buy all four to get the fifth one free.
Yeah, so there you go.
But you don't have to pre-order them, right?
That I'm not for sure. When I first read it on Kotaku, they made it sound like you needed to pre-order all four to get the fifth one free. But it doesn't say anything here about if you buy it like...
After it comes out.
Yeah, after it comes out, whether or not you get it.
Yeah, so, all right.
That I'm not 100% for sure. But to get Payday the Heist free, you have to buy all four.
And that's even to say if that game's any good. I mean, we haven't even really heard too much about that game.
Only thing I've heard about Payday the Heist is Shanghai 6 played it at E3. And he actually said it was kind of a neat little game to keep an eye on, because you play as bank robbers. And you have to work, you're a four-man team, and you have to work as a team to get in, take your hostages, find where the safe is, crack the safe, and then get out and escape without getting, you know, everybody getting shot or captured.
And who says video games are bad influences?
Exactly. I mean, you're taking hostages and shooting cops.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on.
All right. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, come September 3rd, you're going to be getting into the Assassin's Creed Revelation beta.
I think it's exclusive.
It's exclusive to PlayStation Plus.
No, the PlayStation in general, I think.
I may actually try Assassin's Creed now.
You know what? I'm not a big Assassin's Creed fan for some reason. It's not that I don't like the games, I just can't get into them. But you know what? That multiplayer was actually pretty fun. It's kind of like one big game of hide and go seek.
You're talking about Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. With the beta, you're gonna be getting 9 characters. They all are customizable. You're gonna be getting the Sentinel, the Vanguard, the Guardian, the Visor, the Thespian, the Deacon, the Bombarder, the Trickster, and the Champion. You'll have 3 different maps you can play on, which is called the Knight's Hospital, Antioch, and I can't even pronounce that last one.
Constantinople.
There you go. You're going to get 4 different modes. You're going to be 2 of the moods. 2 of the moods. 2 other modes are returning favorites from Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, while the other 2 are 2 brand new modes. And the available modes are going to be Wanted, Manhunt, Deathmatch, which is new, and Artifact Assault, which is the new one. And you're also going to get 8 abilities, which includes the Tripwire Bomb, which is new, Closure, which is new, Disguise, Firecrackers, Throwing Knives, Smoke Bomb, Poison, and Morph.
Tell you what, if you want the full details, go look it up, because not Tricky's just going to keep talking.
No, I'm done talking. I try to give all the information. Why do you try to belittle me on the show?
Because you suck.
All right. Are you guys... You're a PlayStation Plus member, right?
Yes.
Are you going to be trying this beta?
I actually probably will now. I have not played an Assassin's Creed game. I have heard really good things about it, and like Hard Rockin' was saying, you know, he couldn't get into the story. It's never everybody's raved about it, and it's got really good reviews. But it's never been a game that's kind of just been like, yeah, I want to play that. It has never clicked with me. But a free beta, I'll give it a whirl and see what I'm missing.
All right.
No. Here is the ultimate question. Here is the ultimate question about this.
Okay.
And I asked you, Yield, about this. How do you think Tricky Mick feels about them putting a multiplayer part into a single-player game?
How does Tricky think feel about a multiplayer being put into a single-player game?
Yes. How do you think he feels? Oh, you know what? Let's just go right to the source.
He probably doesn't like it.
Tricky?
I don't think it's needed. No, it goes into... I mean, some games, multiplayer is worth it.
Okay.
A game like Assassin's Creed, a game like Infamous, multiplayer is not needed.
I will agree with you on Infamous.
And what all I'm saying is, you know, I understand why companies do it. But, you know, a majority of players, video game players, are, you know, I'm trying to put this in a way where it doesn't stereotype people. Most households have one, maybe two gamers, hardcore gamers, in their house. So video games should be made for, you know, single player, like the experience. I mean, Hard Rock, you love Call of Duty. How would you feel if they made a robust storyline to Call of Duty and not something that you can go through within 5 hours and be done with it? Wouldn't you want like a nice 20-hour campaign to Call of Duty?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I mean, but Call of Duty is a game that's designed for multiplayer, where a game like Assassin's Creed is designed for the single player to be enwrapped into the story. The same thing with Metal Gear. The same thing with Infamous. The same thing with Uncharted.
But Uncharted's got multiplayer.
Right. But what I'm saying is, if they add, say, this hasn't been confirmed, so please don't quote me on this, but let's say Uncharted 3 has co-op multiplayer. That would be intriguing.
You mean storyline co-op?
Right. Let's go through the single player story, but have a co-op partner. That would be intriguing, but it's not needed. You know, it's a fine line.
Well,
Here's the rock. According to Tricky, it should just stay the Rock.
I do. Well, with a lot of what he says, I agree with. I mean, I'm not like against
it. Oh, don't get on my bad side.
No, I agree with it, but I was totally against the multiplayer in Uncharted 2 because I'm like, when you implement a multiplayer into an already solid single player, it normally crashes and burns.
And how terrible was the Uncharted 2 multiplayer?
And Naughty Dog did it perfect because the Uncharted 2 multiplayer was awesome. The Uncharted 3 beta kicked butt. So Naughty Dog did it correctly. Sucker Punch, not so well, because I didn't... The side missions, I just did those long enough to get my trophy, or the user-created stuff, I did it long enough to get my trophy and moved on.
I think we should move on, because I was just poking the bear.
No, but
a little bit, and
let me move on. Before we move on, let me just ask Yield a question. And he can, you know, he can settle the debate about how what I've been saying. Yield, with Uncharted 2,
okay,
you just said that the multiplayer was done perfectly.
Yes.
Now, if Uncharted 2 never had a multiplayer, would you still have bought the game and still love the game exact much as you love it now?
Oh, yeah.
So, in that case, it wasn't needed, but it was a nice addition.
Correct.
That's my point exactly.
Here's the Rock. It should just stay the Rock.
And that's all right. Let's move on to our next topic.
Yes, let's move on. What are we going to talk about now?
We're going to talk about Twisted Metal.
Oh, Twisted Metal. It's a good thing Twisted Metal never adds multiplayer, huh?
No. All right. Stop trying to poke the bear. All right. Everybody that was looking forward to Twisted Metal coming out on October 4th, I have some bad news.
You just got screwed.
Yeah, David Jaffe has come out on the PlayStation blog announcing that the game will now be delayed until, quote, early 2012.
To fit more awesomeness into the game.
He said...
To fit more multiplayer into the game.
There are
some major bugs that they can't get fixed.
Oh, yeah. I'm more than sure it's probably that. I'm more than sure it's probably something that they just haven't been able to nail down, so...
Because yeah, normally when you bump a game back, you know, like you, it's been set in stone. It's when you October 4th, it's set in stone. And then normally when you bump it back, and you'd be like, okay, it's a couple of months. It's been bumped to, you know, December 4th, and we just got to polish it up. No, they've bumped it, and it's early 2012, and we just don't know when yet. There's got to be some major bugs or some hiccups somewhere. They're just saying they're going to polish it, it's going to take you to early 2012 to polish it.
That's you know, games take time, dude. But
they do. But come on,
You know what? I totally understand. I totally understand where you're coming from, though.
But see, the track record with David Jaffe has always been good. I mean, you know, anybody that's God of War fan knows that David Jaffe made the first God of War, and that game turned out great. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, question David Jaffe. You know, some people don't like him, some people do. But when he says stuff, it's like saying that we're going to delay the game to polish it. You know, it's kind of hard not to take his word at it.
But I'm not necessarily discrediting that they are polishing it, but like, it's going to take that long to polish a game. I mean, was it that rough to begin with?
Well, they did say they're going to be showing the game at PAX, and they're also going to be showing it at, what was the other name of the show?
Gamescom.
Gamescom. So the game is going to be playable. So once PAX Prime happens and once Gamescom happens, it's, you know, we'll get the reports of how the game's looking.
True.
So, you know, time will have to tell. That's all it comes down to.
Well, what I really wish is that some developer would just, you know, have the balls to just say, it's like, hey, when's the release date? When it's ready. Oh, about what time is that? When the game is fucking ready.
And I mean, I don't mind people. I don't mind getting games being pushed off. I just tell the customers, the consumers, straight up what, you know, what you're doing. And like I said, he may be very truthful. It may just be polishing. I just find it hard that it's going to take that long to polish a game, because this game's been in development for at least a couple years.
I would actually rather have him say that than say, oh, you know what, we're just going to need an extra month. And then the month come and, oh, you know what, we're going to need an extra 2 months. And then 2 months come and, oh, yeah, you know what, it's still going to be some time. So I'd rather him just say it like that. Like, hey, you know what, it's coming out 2012. That's it. Early 2012. When the exact day? We probably don't know.
Yeah, but didn't
when you,
that...
When you put it like that, that makes sense.
Let's just hope it doesn't turn into another Duke Nukem.
years later on the PS10, here's Twisted Metal.
All right, moving on to our next topic. Some bad news: THQ has laid off 200 employees, and they're now shifting development focus away from kids and licensed games, meaning that THQ is no longer going to be focusing on the movie games, and they're going to move on to games that appeal to adults more than kids. THQ has 5 main studios, and they're all going to be continue working on the projects they have now. THQ Montreal will continue working on an unannounced game. Volition, which our good friend Jeff Hanna works for, is going to continue working on Saints Row the Third, and with the game Insane. Relic is going to continue to launch Space Marine. Vigil is still going to be working on Darksiders 2 and its MMO Warhammer 40,000, Dark Millennium Online. And THQ San Diego will continue handling the WWE All-Star Series.
Yeah, so in other words, you know, the game studios are not closing. It's just, unfortunately, you know, some people, you know, lost their job. And especially with the economy right now, it sucks whenever people lose their job, as we've always said on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Two game series that will not be continuing is the Red Faction series and the MX versus the ATV series.
That kind of sucks. I mean, the Red Faction games, you know, if you've ever heard earlier shows, you know, I've told Jeff Hanna straight up, is like, you know, me and my friends, we love Guerrilla. We love, you know.
Guerrilla was fun.
Yeah, we love just putting on free roam and just running around, just smacking each other with hammers and stuff like that. And, you know, that's fun. So, you know, it kind of sucks that the Red Faction series is probably going to go away, but oh well.
I think Armageddon kind of did it.
Yeah, they THQ said that the sales for Armageddon didn't live up to the hype that they were expecting it to.
Yeah, well, from what I heard, it's more of a linear game than it was, you know, open world as Guerrilla was. So.
Well, and now, also didn't they go from a third person to a first person?
No. Guerrilla was third person. The first The first two games, I believe, were.
That's what I'm saying. Guerrilla, but didn't Armageddon go first person?
No, Armageddon was still third person.
Armageddon was still third person.
Okay. Yeah, it was still third. So.
All right. The 200 employees that were laid off, although they were laid off, they are still able to apply for other vacant THQ positions. So they're not they're not really leaving the company. They're just closing down two studios, one in Australia and one in Phoenix. You know, they're not telling them, you know, listen, you guys are out the door. They're saying, we're closing these studios, but you guys are able to go work at other parts of our studios. So that is good news.
Yeah, I mean, they could have just closed the doors and said,
fuck you.
Yeah, let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, like I said, it always sucks when people lose their jobs. But speaking of, you know, companies with trouble.
Yes, L.A. Noire developer Team Bondi is still having a lot of problems. They're facing bankruptcy.
They're faking bankruptcy?
Facing. Well, you know, with the recent reports of their company, who knows?
Yeah. You know, if you guys have heard anything about this developer within the last couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah, it's not exactly good news.
No, it's not good news, and it's very interesting what's going on behind the scenes. But anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
Well, before we actually go into the whole story, it is reported, because we were talking about this on the episode when we were talking about the original report, you know, who owns the L.A. Noire IP, and the good news is that Rockstar apparently owns the IP and not Team Bondi, so chances of an L.A. Noire 2 is pretty good.
It's pretty good. You probably just won't see the same team working on it. That's what it is, so. Yes. The same developer, so. But anyways, go ahead.
Well, I really don't know how to go into all this. Apparently, Team Bondi is being bought out by a company called KMM, which is currently headed up by God of War 2 director Corey Barlog. He's apparently working on the Mad Max game, mm-hmm. which is supposed to be coming out with the new Mad Max movie.
Mm-hmm.
The company's also making Happy Feet, the movie. Also, Happy Feet 2, the game.
Yeah, you'll probably be playing that.
Probably. Who am I lying? If you guys want to jump in here, because
because basically what it is just like this. Look, after 7 years of developing L.A. Noire, you're going to have money troubles, and no amount of selling the game is probably ever going to fix that. So, the developers are, they need money, and it seems more likely that they're probably just going to be bought out. So,
well, not only that, but if it was run anywhere near from what the reports say, then it ain't no wonder they're having the trouble that they're having.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said earlier, if you've read any stories or reports behind the scenes stuff of the way this company was being run, or this development studio was being run, or something like that,
I mean, you
kind of understand so.
From what I saw of L.A. Noire, it was a very good game.
It was.
I mean, I got to play it a little bit, but I watched the Brain 76 play it a lot more. And I'm like, wow, that might be a game I'll pick up when the price drops. But from hearing and reading from what Rockstar jumped in and did, and from what McAmara was doing, it basically sounds like, from the product that was put on the disc, the team knows what they're doing. You just need to get rid of McAmara.
Yeah, it seemed like they just had bad management, and maybe the way he was scheduling stuff, and maybe the way he was telling people how to work on it and one like that. Maybe just that was the problem. But you reap what you sow, and apparently, if that's the way he's going to run his company, that's the way he's going to run the business. This is what's going to happen. And it seems like they're just going to be bought out. So,
well, it's also worth noting that there is a report, although it's unconfirmed, that the company KMM, which hired a lot of the old Team Bondi employees, recently had a visit from Brendan McAmara, and reportedly is going to be getting a job with KMM. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the people that left Team Bondi to get away from him might start working for him again.
Yeah, and you can imagine how those people feel. So
they're already filling out their resumes.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, okay, okay. From what I heard is that the studio was I think they were offering them like a severance package, or you can either come work for us, or this is the deal that we'll make you on. So, I don't know. It just.
What would you do? Would you take the severance package, or would you go work for him again?
I'd probably just take the severance package.
I'd take the severance package.
Tell that dude to go F himself. You know what I mean?
If he was that big of a dick, I'd take the severance package and go work for another game studio. Give me my money.
Exactly, because I'm going to be like, you're going to leave this guy in charge? He just ran this other studio into the ground and treated us like crap, and you're still going to leave him in charge? All right, no. It's, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, so.
I can put L.A. Noir on my resume. Yep, I worked on that game.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. So, I don't know. It just, you know, taking a long time to develop games and stuff like that, I mean, it's just going to be bad for business. But I don't know. Maybe not for all companies, though. So, you know.
Well, luckily it was Rockstar who has a good reputation. Reputation.
Yeah.
It was a good game. But also, Rockstar advertised the holy heck out of that game leading up to it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And that helped too.
That does help on like that, but I don't know. Moving on, like I said, you know, some games might, you know, some long developed games might make some money somewhere.
You just like leading into the next topic, aren't you?
I'm trying to help you out, man, because you're like,
yeah, you're doing nice segues here.
On, the next topic is.
According to Take-Two CEO, Duke Nukem Forever was profitable.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, it was, you know, Duke Nukem Forever, we reported, earned number 2 spot on the NPD reports or charts, which is really not saying much because there wasn't really much coming out that month. There's really nothing more to add to this other than this guy's delusional.
Well, okay. Well, it might have been profitable for their company. I mean, okay, think of it this way. They had the game almost pretty much made, right?
Right.
Yes.
So it could have been that maybe they didn't have to sink so, you know, so long into the development part of it. I mean, yeah, there was a part where the game was delayed, and yeah, everybody made a big deal about it, and blah 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 blah, and all the other stuff and everything like that. But you know, it could have been that maybe they're just like, oh look, you know what, the game's pretty much made. You know, we have to just tighten the screws here, put this here, you know, put this enemy boss here, you know, work on it a little bit.
So play it could have the been, game again.
Yeah, it could have been that. It could have been that they're just like, you know what, most of the game's already done, so we just have to do a little bit of development time on it, and just put it on the shelf. So maybe they didn't have to spend too much of their own money to do it, just for the
exactly. Market. And what so. I don't get everybody's big gripe about Duke Nukem. Were you expecting some Call of Duty or Uncharted experience of?
No, absolutely, you know, not.
The problem with Duke Nukem Forever, and I didn't play it, but I can, but I.
But
I,
you're gonna I talk about you, it, huh?
But I can tell you exactly what the problem was. And the problem is because of the news stories of Duke Nukem Forever taking 12, 13, 14 years to come out, the game was never going to live up to the idea of what the game should have been. I mean, you get a game now and it's in development for 2 or 3 years and it's an awesome game. You don't really hear people bitching. But if a game is in development for 14 years, this has got to be like the best game ever. Otherwise, it sucks in people's opinions.
Wow, did you like listen to me on a past episode? Because that's exactly what I said before.
But it's also like Gran Turismo 5.
No wonder you sound so intelligent all of a sudden.
Everybody wanted that game, and after it got delayed after delayed after delayed after delayed, the game came out, and it was Gran Turismo 5 was a great game, but it could never live up to the hype of what it was supposed to be because of how often it got delayed. That's the problem with Duke Nukem Forever.
Okay. I can – that assessment I can agree with. Because I a friend of mine went out and bought Duke Nukem Forever, and I've played it a little bit, and I've watched him play it. And I'm like, I don't get – I mean, yeah, it's not state-of-the-art graphics. Yeah, it's got its flaws. But like Hard Rockin' was saying, Gearbox basically just bought the rights, took their product, and went, okay, we'll polish it up, we'll add in this and that. Boom, here's your game. Done. Now, Duke Nukem Forever 2 or Duke Nukem Eternity, whatever the next game is, that game's going to be the one that's going to... that
make
should,
or break it.
Yeah, that should smack you in the face and go, oh my God. I mean, to me, when I watch it, I'm like, this is a Duke Nukem I remember. You know, I remember reading the reviews and people are just bashing it. And I'm like, what? This is the Nukem I remember. This is my Duke. You know, I mean, I didn't understand what everybody was expecting out of this game. I wasn't expecting, you know, an Uncharted or a Modern Warfare online experience. It's Duke.
But you know, I also have to, I don't know how old you are.
But, 32. You know,
okay, I'm 30 years old. You got to remember, when Duke Nukem Forever started getting developed...
we were kids.
I was 16. You were, what, 18?
Yeah.
Okay, back then, Duke Nukem Forever, if it came out the way it is now...
was Modern Warfare.
Would have been that time's Modern Warfare. The problem is you got kids now that play games that, you know, without getting into the topic, should not be playing Duke Nukem Forever, but... let's be realistic. We know kids are playing.
They are playing Duke Nukem Forever.
Okay. Those kids don't understand what Duke Nukem's about.
I agree.
They're spoiled with their Resistance. They're spoiled with their Call of Duties. They're spoiled with their Kill Zones. They don't understand that Duke Nukem Forever was more of a nostalgia than it was supposed to be a great game.
To throw it in, just like how Matt Hazard was.
Exactly.
That Matt Hazard game was probably more Duke Nukem than the Duke Nukem game was.
It took less time to develop.
It was, because that game was just like more over the top and just doing all the stereotypical stuff from all the games. And I was just like,
it made fun of all your movies and...
yeah, exactly. And you know, that's... you know,
yep. And see, and with Duke Nukem, I mean, anybody that listens to the show knows I don't play first-person shooters. But I played the demo for Duke Nukem Forever. To me, I would play it if I was a first-person shooter fan. But at the end of the demo, as far as I played, I don't know if it's actually in a demo. I turned it off after this part. But in the scene after you kill the guy in the stadium... you know, it goes to a scene and you see Duke. Well, you don't really see Duke, but you're sitting in a chair and two girls are having their way with you. And one of the girls turns to Duke and says, "How's the game?" And he goes, "After 12 years of development, it better be fucking good." That's the Duke I loved. And that's the jokes that, the average 16-year-old now is not going to get, because they're not going to understand this game's been in development for 12 years.
Besides reading it, yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was still in high school when this game started getting developed. Now, you know, 12 years later, I have a career, I have a baby. You know, it's not the same. And I think that's the biggest problem with this, is it could never live up to the hype that everybody expected it to be.
Here's The Rock.
All right, time for the rumor mill. All right, rumor is Capcom is bringing Marvel vs. Capcom 3 to the PlayStation Vita.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I would not doubt it, considering the fact that they tend to remake or rehash everything from this generation.
Well, that and fighting games like that bode well on handhelds.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, the other thing was that during the last E3, didn't the guy, when he was demoing one of the Tekken versus Street Fighter. He was playing it on the Vita already. So, you know, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. Seriously, to tell you the truth, I would not doubt it if they did it, because it's the same thing that they've been doing all through this generation. Here's Street Fighter 4. Here's Super Street Fighter 4. Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition. Here's Resident Evil 5. Here's the GOAT Edition. Here's Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Here's Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I probably guarantee that they're going to have another, that they'll probably have another, you know, iteration of that game sometime.
No.
Ian, would you like to add anything?
No, we pretty much all agree that, yeah, we'll pretty much see it. The only thing I guess I'll add is I don't want to see Sony do with the Vita what 3DS or what Nintendo has done with the 3DS.
And just remake everything?
Which is remake everything. I'm not against it because the games that Nintendo is bringing back are their good ones. You know, they brought back Zelda, Star Fox. They're bringing back good games.
But how many times have you bought those games already?
Actually, I only bought them once. I bought them for the Nintendo.
One time.
I bought them for the N64.
Yep. All right.
Well, I take that back. I bought the Zelda game twice because I bought a GameCube Anniversary Edition from GameStop for like $10. It had like all but Zelda 2 on it. So I bought Zelda twice.
Yep.
All right. Late breaking news. If somebody wants to do one of those sound effects, because I just found a news story. Okay, this was not in the agenda, so I'm springing this both on Hard Rock and Yield at the same time. Sony and LG have worked out their differences, and now there is no more blockade of European PS3s. Europe can now get new PS3s. Sony and LG have worked out their things and came to a deal. Terms of the deal are not disclosed, but now Europe can now get new PS3s.
Why can't we be friends?
Great.
Why can't we be friends?
Just in time for the shipment to be stolen by rioters.
Yep, exactly. Yes. That's exactly what I was about to say, man. You took the words right out of my mouth. I was like, yep, they're gonna park the boat. You're just going to have all the rioters just run right to it. Free PS3s!
They're just going to put a sign on it. Free PS3s!
All right. Just a quick recap, because you guys are cracking jokes. If you remember back in the last spring, actually almost a year ago now, LG and Sony were suing each other over copyright infringement lawsuits. LG was saying that Sony sold their technology. Sony was saying LG stole their technology. Apparently now they've just worked it out, and that's good news.
Why can't we be friends?
Yeah, it is, because, I mean... Truth be told, most time Europe gets hosed anyway when it comes to video games and stuff like that. So it's good that they got that worked out.
Here's the Rock.
Bunch of money hungry lawyers.
All right. As we do when we have a guest, we give our guests a chance to talk about any one topic they want to talk about. Yield, this is your opportunity. Spring it on us.
All right. I know you guys have talked about this before, and we have too on GameTwerp, but it's awesome. You can't hear enough about it. Borderlands 2.
I can.
Yeah, Borderlands.
Right. You don't like first-person shooters. All right, Hard Rock and I will talk about this.
That's because he sucks. He can mute.
Well,
you
really need to play Borderlands. I mean, I hate first-person shooters, and I love Borderlands.
Mm-hmm. Now that it was $8 on the PlayStation Network, I was thinking about picking it up.
Oh, dude, you so should have picked that up. With all the DLC.
I passed on it.
Oh,
you that suck, was the dude.
Best deal ever.
I bought it. That's like the fourth copy of that game that I have.
Holy cow.
And he's played all four copies,
too. I played all four copies of it, too.
Oh, I believe it. Freaking Omega artifact.
Hey,
me and Yod have actually played Borderlands together, and I remember I jumped in this game, and I was like, let me see your weapons. He throws out these weapons, like, these are pretty good, right? I'm like, yeah, let me go get you some stuff. I'll be right back. And I'm like, here, use this shield that never runs out. Use this weapon that does, like, a million times damage. Use this. We went up against Clomerax, and I was like, yeah, just shoot him. He shot him like three times and he's dead.
Dead.
Yield was like, what the heck? And I was like, yeah, there you go, brother.
Yeah, I have since passed those weapons. I mean, I still have mine, but I have passed them on to my friend. I'm like, here, you guys got to see this. This is sick.
All right, so Borderlands 2 was announced. You got to be excited about that, Yield.
Oh, I'm absolutely loving it. I mean, you had to know that a sequel was in the works. But with, you know, when they picked up, you know, when Gearbox picked up Duke Nukem, all buzz about Borderlands 2 kind of went on the back burner. and everybody was all focused on Duke Nukem. And then now that since Duke Nukem has come and gone, now here comes Borderlands. We get, you know, it's on the cover of Game Informer. It's going to be more info and stuff's going to be shown at Gamescom and PAX Prime. So, you know, here by the end of the month, we are just going to be flooded with a ton of Borderlands 2 info. And we don't even have a firm... We have a window of a year of a release date. So, I mean, we could be looking at, you know, 2013 before we even see this game. But if they support Borderlands 2 anywhere near the way they supported Borderlands, this game's going to be awesome.
Have you heard the latest rumor about Borderlands 2?
What would that rumor be?
Gearbox is trying to get cloud-based saves working for Borderlands 2 so players can access their characters from any system so it's easier for co-op.
I actually did hear that last night when I was listening to the Randy Pitchford interview.
All right.
That actually, I'm not big into the whole saving my stuff to the cloud, although it would have came in handy when my system crapped out and I lost all my save data. But
you could have used the automatic update
then. I could have used the automatic update then. But
all right, I'm sorry, I'm derailing you.
No, that's fine, because I'm still peeved that I lost all my save data over the system crashing. But I think that it is a good concept. And in that interview with Randy Pitchford, he talked about co-op, about how, you know, the only way you could do Borderlands co-op was you could do split screen or you could do four people online. He said in Borderlands 2, they've got it set up to where you could do split screen and then sign in online and play with two other people. They're trying to get it worked out so if you're playing split screen and you sign in to play online, that you can play with somebody else who's playing split screen. He says they haven't quite worked that out yet and they're trying to, but right now they've got it where, you know, you and a buddy could be sitting on your couch and play split screen and then sign in online and play with two separate other people. That's kind of cool.
That would be cool. I mean, that would be awesome, especially, you know, like let's say like that, like let's say your internet craps out or something like that. You can always go to your buddy's house, sign in there if you can, if that's the way it works, and just keep on playing from there.
Keep on playing. But also, you know, the whole saving to the cloud thing, you could bring your info, you know, you could go sign into your profile and then boom, here comes my information. If you have a memory stick, you can just put it in your system, copy it to there, go over to your friend's house, upload it, and then there you go.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Because you can't, like, for the... That may be for, like, the PC versions, but for the PS3 version, you can't use one save file for one profile on another profile, because it automatically will tell you this save information is not linked to this profile.
You're not taking your saved game. You're just taking your saved person. Because I did that when Hard Rockin' gave me all them guns and stuff. I took it. I copied that guy onto a memory stick. Went over to my friend's house, loaded it on his system, dropped the guns in front of him, and said, "Have fun." And we played for a couple hours, and it did. He earned trophies. Didn't mess him up a bit.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected then.
Because I copied my character. I didn't copy my
game. Your save file.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Okay. That's what I was going to tell you. Like,
so your character is not linked. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. So your saved character is not included in your save file?
No.
It's a separate save altogether?
Yes. On Borderlands, it is.
Yes, okay. It is.
All right.
You just got schooled.
No, hey. I can learn every day. And, you know, in all honesty, Yield, you were just saying this. The more people talk about Borderlands, the more intrigued I am to go try it. I'm actually thinking about trying to go play Mirror's Edge, too.
I've heard mixed reviews about that, but that's... To compare it to a game that I love, I'll compare it to, like, Split Second. People who've played it love it. Those that kind of casually played it are like, whatever. And that's kind of the vibe I get from Mirror's Edge. The people who really played it absolutely love it and will defend it till their death. And everybody else is just kind of, whatever.
You're either going to love it or hate it.
Yeah.
That's the best way to say it. But yeah, but hey, you know what? Borderlands 2, like I said before in the last episode, I really hope you're able to import your save or at the very least not, you know, if your weapons and all your stuff.
That would be awesome, but I don't know if you're going to be able to do
that.
Exactly. You're starting with different characters, different classes. I think that's why they went different characters and different classes. That way you can't carry your stuff over.
Okay, but is it completely new characters? Because what I've heard is that there's only two new characters.
I haven't heard if there's four new characters. I've heard there are new characters, and the old characters will be in the game, but they'll be in there as NPCs. So I don't see how you can just put.
Yeah, then
of the four people, we're going to pull out these two. What if they pull out Lilith and Brick? All right, I'm going to be like, well, I didn't. Really care less about either of them, you know, and
that would suck so much, man. My Mordecai would be anyways.
So I think you're going to get all new people because they've really revamped the guns. I mean, in that interview with Pitchford I was watching, he said that they've revamped the guns to the point where he said from, you know, across the room, you're going to be able to look at the gun without walking over and highlighting its stats. And go, oh, that's a Jacobs. That's a Dahl. That's a. I'm drawing a blank on the other two gun makes. But you'll be able to. The way they look, you'll be able to tell what gun manufacturer it is. And they'll have a lot more unique characteristics to them than just, you know, Jacobs was more powerful than anybody else. And
Yeah, I get you. I got you. I got you.
So I'm. And he even admitted in that video, that interview, that they learned from their mistake from the Vault Boss.
Oh, yeah, because that was the main bad part about the original Borderlands, which is the fact that the ending was just so crappy. I mean, sucked. You had this great, awesome game, great missions, great side quests, great weapons, you know, great characters and all like that. And then you got to the end and it was just like,
WTF.
You've beaten the final boss. That's it. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. You know, so and he admits that this game is going to be a little bit, if I remember right, a little bit more story driven. They're really trying to tell a better story than what they did with the original Borderlands. Although I thought the original Borderlands had a good story, but he's saying it was a kind of like a loosely based story. This one's going to be a lot better. So if I thought the first one was a good story, I really hope this one is. A blockbuster, so to speak.
All right. Not to cut you off, but we are getting a little long-winded about this. We need to end the show. Let's start off with our shout-outs. Hard Rock, do you have any shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out, first and foremost, to Yude. Thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And like I said, like I've already said, I've already emailed your show. I'm a big fan of the Game Tour podcast. I still listen to it regularly. You know, it's a great show. So
thank you.
Other than that, shout outs. I'm stalling for time. Yeah, okay, I got a couple of shout outs. I want to give a shout out to Caleb KJC94, who I was playing Battlefield Bad Company on Steam. Zombie McHeadshot from that Gamer Hub. Good friend, David Tusly. Also want to give a shout-out to Shannon Milburns and Instant Karma.
All right. And what about you, Yil? Do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, I will give a shout-out to you guys for inviting me on the show this week. I said this on last night's recording of Game Tour, but I need to give my wife a shout-out for helping me Platinum Wheelman. She sat at the computer and told me where to find my last few cinematic jumps and cat statues. I went and did it.
That's very awesome. Nice.
Well, I had found there's 100 cat statues in that game. I had found 83 on my own. I mean, without, you know, looking them up, I was going through the map, and then I spent another maybe a couple hours, 3 hours of gameplay trying to, okay, I can, I found this 83, I can find a lot more, and I drove around here and I couldn't find nothing. And I'm like, all right, screw this. I want to platinum this game. This is the only thing keeping me from it. I'm going to look online. So I pulled it up, and she was my GPS, so to speak. So
now, when you found the other 17, were they in places, like obvious places, or they were places you never would have looked?
Actually, out of the 17 I needed to find, there was probably three or four of them that were in a spot that I would have never have thought. The other 13, I didn't look hard enough. There was one I know I drove by it. I bet you a dozen, two dozen times.
All right.
I just drove by it and straight missed it.
All right. You have any other shout outs you want to give?
Nope. That's it. I'm good.
All right. And I really don't have any shout outs because I've, secluded myself this week and not a lot of people have talked to me. So the only shout outs I have is thank you, Yield, for coming on the show. I gave you shit, but, it's all in fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's all the shout-outs I have. So, until next week, guys, if there's nothing else, happy trophy hunting.
Later, guys.
Later.